Philadelphia's new tax on soda and other sweetened beverages is being praised by public health experts who hope it means people will consume less sugar. WHYY's Katie Culinary reports researchers found that's what happened in Berkeley, California, the first American city to pass a soda tax.
Christine Madsen and her team of researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, surveyed hundreds of people in low-income neighborhoods about their beverage consumption. Madsen says that's because soda companies tend to target those areas for advertising.
And it's also true that in low-income neighborhoods and for Latino and African-American families, we see a much greater proportion of the diseases like obesity and diabetes.
After the penny per ounce tax took effect last year, the researchers found soda consumption in Berkeley dropped by 20%, while the number of those who reported drinking water increased by about 60%. Philadelphia's tax rate is slightly higher at 1.5 cents per ounce, and it also applies to diet drinks. Still, Madsen thinks the city will see results similar to Berkeley's.
My expectation then is that Philly, where people are, you know, going to be switching beverages, will probably also shift to more water. And that, from a public health perspective, is actually the best outcome.
As you might expect, the soda industry is panning the study. A spokeswoman for the American Beverage Association says it doesn't prove Berkeley's tax is having a measurable impact on public health. Despite the threat of a lawsuit from the association to stop it, Philadelphia's sweetened drinks tax is expected to go into effect in January. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.